Hello?
Hello, Lydia Morales?
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Lydia? Hey, Ms. Morales, my name is Joe, okay? And I'm calling on behalf of the National Opinion Survey. Could you be so kind, Ms. Morales, to share your opinion with us on a survey about issues facing your community and the nation? I'll be brief, okay, Ms. Morales? I'll be brief, okay?
I don't know if this is where is this from? What is it?
It's basically about the upcoming elections. Besides, it's about racism too. Okay.
Okay.
I think you'll like this. First of all, let me continue. What is the year of your birth? Just a year.
Oh no, I can't give you that information.
Okay. That's fine. Let's skip that. Okay. Let's skip that. Bear with me.
Mhm.
Moving forward, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Okay, moving forward, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward, what is your race?
I'm Puerto Rican. I mean Caribbean.
Okay.
I don't
know. Okay. Moving forward, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the country. Do you feel negative or positive?
Negative.
What about your own future?
I don't know. If the country's going that way, probably negative too.
What about the future of the planet?
That too. Negative.
Okay, moving forward. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I don't think it has power, no.
So would you say 0, from 0 to 10, where 0 has no power at all, and 10 has a lot of power? You could use any number between 0 and 10.
Are you sure this is not like a scam?
No, I'm not selling. No, Miss Morales, I'm not selling. No, estoy vendiendo nada. I'm not selling anything at all. Nothing at all.
Wait, where are you from?
I was born in the United States, but my parents are Mexican.
In what state are you born? Where are you born in?
I was born in California, in San Gabriel Valley.
Where do you live now?
Where do I live at? I live in the United States, man. I'm not allowed to give that information, man. All I'm doing is just a survey. But okay, on your dialer, it should appear where now? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, now, I know you're in Massachusetts, if I'm not mistaken. We're just conducting, this is an independent survey. I won't be asking any personal information. I'm not selling anything. This is just basically about topics about women nowadays in general. About how, that's all it is, Ms. Morales, okay? Now, let me move forward and you can stop whenever you want, okay? So
okay.
How much do you think your vote has? How much power do you, from 0 to 10?
Not much.
Can you give me a number?
I'd say like a 2, maybe.
A 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Education, mental health, crime, racism and discrimination, climate change, abortion access, immigration, national security, healthcare, gun violence, student loans, economy, and cost of living. Which 3 do you feel are most important to you?
Well, mental health is one of them first. The world, the global warming and stuff, and then also, what else?
You said climate change, correct?
Yeah.
And you got immigration, national security, healthcare, gun violence, student loans, economy, and cost of living.
House in the U.S., definitely not.
What about racism and discrimination?
My area, I'll be honest, I've been fortunate enough where I don't, but I've seen a lot of other places that do get it.
Okay.
So that could be, that could be important to others.
Okay. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining physical health, caring for senior family members, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, your education, contributing to positive change in your community, advancing in your career, having or caring for children. Which three do you feel are most important to you in this chapter of your life?
For me, it's going to be definitely like financial stability. I mean, everything you mentioned is important. And caring for, you know, for elders in my family.
Okay. So you would say caring for senior family members, correct?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward. And I do want to thank you for taking your time, Ms. Morales. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, your personality, being American, your hobbies or interests, being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. Which three would you pick?
Definitely being a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I forgot already everything you mentioned.
Okay. I'll be more than glad to repeat, okay? Being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, being young, your spiritual religious beliefs, your profession, your personality, being American, your hobbies or interests, or your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or a friend?
Definitely being a friend.
Okay.
You know, give it first. My hobbies, what else did I say? Being, you know, my professional.
Being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, and your hobbies, correct? Those
three. Yeah, sure.
Okay, moving forward, when you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following: hope, disappointment, exhaustion, anger, frustration, dread, happiness, pride.
Repeat that question again?
Yeah, when you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? Hope, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion, anger, frustration, dread, happiness, or pride?
I mean, definitely no pride in that. I'd say the anger.
Okay.
Worried all the time. Yes, anger.
What
sad.
About? Okay, I got it. Sadness and anger, correct?
Yeah.
Moving forward, which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of these three do you?
Definitely like the last three. I don't see a resolution on this point.
Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Corporate money has too much influence. Division and gridlock between political parties. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Too many old white men in power. Systemic racism. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The two-party system, which three would you pick?
I'd say, definitely we need more people to hear, you know, make our voices
heard.
Okay,
not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then politicians also being, you know, big corporations.
Okay, I understand. Corporate money has too much influence and power-hungry politicians seeking control.
Yeah.
Moving forward, we're almost finished. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress.
I'd say a lot.
Okay. Your state government.
Those are all going to be a lot.
What about community organizations like nonprofit grassroots coalitions?
How they affect my life?
Somewhat, a little, or not at all, or a lot?
Neutral, I think.
Okay. What about ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Say that again?
Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Definitely affect.
Okay. What about the Supreme Court? Does that affect you a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
That's going to be a lot as well.
Okay. And your city government?
Yeah, just about. Well, I mean, that, I guess that is, they affect, yeah, a little.
A little? What about President Biden?
President Biden?
Yeah. Now, the decision made by him, does it affect your personal life? A lot?
I mean, yeah, to some extent.
A lot, somewhat, little, or not at all?
But somewhat, yeah.
Somewhat.
Well, yes.
Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects you, your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Is that very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
So that collects like demographics?
Okay, I'll be glad, more than glad to. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Is that very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I mean, I don't think it's motivating, though, definitely not, because that's how you know if you're accepting.
Okay.
You know?
What about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Is that very motivating to someone motivating, someone unmotivating, or
somewhat
not at all?
Motivating.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Is that very motivating to you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
No, not motivating.
No? Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Is that very motivating to someone motivating, someone unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
No, not motivating.
Okay, moving forward, like I said, we're almost done. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Attending a protest, is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Yeah, somewhat effective. I mean,
What about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Is that very effective? Somewhat effective?
It can be, yes.
Very effective or somewhat effective?
Somewhat.
Okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization? Is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
I mean, yeah, effective.
Okay. Voting in elections. Is that very effective? Somewhat effective or not very effective or not effective at all?
Yeah, it could be effective, yeah.
Somewhat effective?
Yes.
What about signing a petition?
Effective, yeah.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Is that very effective? Somewhat effective? Not effective at all or not very effective?
Not very effective.
Okay. And boycotting a company. Is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose up to three. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. The candidates didn't represent your values. you didn't know how or when to vote or register. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You did not have time to vote. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you faced other obstacles. Which?
I've always voted.
Okay, moving forward. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Does this call for you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Maybe engage a little more.
Okay. What about young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion? We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAP representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that a government reflects us and our values. Does this cause for you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Oh, a little more, yeah.
Okay. And in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we don't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does this statement cause you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Not really, no, because I don't believe in that.
Okay, so would you say engage a lot less or engage a little less?
A little less.
Okay, and the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future. Does this cause you to engage a lot more in politics, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. Now, What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two: TikTok, Twitter, podcasts, national TV news stations, local TV news stations, international news outlets, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or other.
Facebook, Instagram.
Okay, moving forward. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose it to two: music, news, government, business, science, technology, sports, shows, movies, humor, memes, hobbies, tics or hacks, health, beauty, self-care, or other.
Like hacks, beauty, and health.
Okay, moving forward. And what is the last few questions, Miss, are just for a statistical purpose. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
The bachelor's degree.
Oh, great. Congratulations. Do you consider yourself, I'm sorry, all the questions are I have to read them, verbatim, okay? Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else? I'm sorry, okay?
Heterosexual.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried with a living partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Honestly, I can't answer that.
Okay.
Because it just all depends on, like, what's being at stake.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Sometimes Democratic and then sometimes Republican.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
No, I believe I voted. It was Democratic.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
98,000.
Wow.
Thank you.
And this, Ms. Morales, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for taking your time to share your opinion with us, because your opinion does matter, okay? Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you. Muchas gracias, okay?
Okay, gracias.
Bye. Bye-bye.